Unfortunately, if you are same-sex partners in Hong Kong, irrespective of your immigration status as a sponsor, in your instance being a permanent resident of Hong Kong, the fact of the same-sex nature of your relationship is going to preclude you from making a successful application to the Immigration Department for a dependent visa. Because unfortunately at this time those privileges are availed only to heterosexual couples. So, more discrimination, what else is new? But that's the way that it is. So notwithstanding the fact that you've gone through two exercises of registering the nature of your relationship, both in the United Kingdom and in the United States, that is not going to be sufficient just by virtue of the fact of your marriage to get you dependent visas. And until there's a fundamental change in the law, we're going to be stuck with that reality, I'm afraid. So that's the bad news. The good news is that the fact of your two instances of recognition, legal recognition of your relationship, will serve you in good stead to persuade the Immigration Department of the genuine nature of your relationship on the strength that you make an application for what is a very poor second cousin, I'm afraid, the prolonged visitor visa. Whilst the dependent visa, had such status been available, would automatically avail to your partner the ability to work with no further questions asked, the prolonged visitor visa is really, just as I've couched it, a slippers and pipe visa. It's going to get him the status that will allow him to be resident with you, but only on a prolonged visit basis. And that means that if he then does want to work, he's going to have to independently secure a job offer, and in the context of that job offer, go on to show that he possesses special skills, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong. So not ideal, but the way it works at the moment in Hong Kong is that you'd expect in your circumstances that the Immigration Department should grant you a prolonged visitor visa, although he is British and they may conclude that the 6 months that they get as a prolonged visitor visa can be achieved just by presenting yourself each time at the border and getting a six-month limit of stay on each occasion. The Immigration Department may not decide to effect a positive act of discretion in granting a prolonged visitor visa because he is a British national, but there is a way around the difficulties associated with that, which I'll do a blog post on separately on a future occasion, or you're most welcome just to send me a quick email and I'll illustrate for you how to go about addressing that particular problem. So unfortunately the news is not very good at all, but it's certainly going to work to allow you to relocate to Hong Kong if you wish and carry on your joint lives together, albeit the ability to work is going to have to be driven through his ability to get an employment visa in of itself rather than being able to work automatically by virtue of his relationship with you. So, sorry the news is not great, but it's not a complete and total washout either. I wish you all the very best, and let me know if you'd like to have some information about how we can deal with the challenge of your partner's British citizenship and the possibility of the non-availability of a prolonged visitor visa in his circumstance. Okay.